Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungela. This week, my guest is Taryn Feldman, a very good friend of mine, celebrity makeup artist. She's done everybody from Reese Witherspoon, Chelsea Handler, Trisha Yearwood, Angela Johnson-Reyes. Oh my God. She's incredible. She's so talented, but she is so funny. That's how we became friends after this. We talk about it on the podcast, how she did my makeup. And then after that, we were like, wait a minute, why are we best friends right now? Hold on. You guys are going to love her. She has her own podcast called The Touch Up Podcast. And it's laughs. She's just so funny and so charming and so fun to listen to. So we get into her gratitude. She's now pregnant for the first time at 41. Y'all know I know what that's like. So we talk about that. We talk about some good mattitudes. We get in it for a minute, and then our mattitudes kept spawning off to other mattitudes. We had a little mattitude moment. Okay. Anyway, really great episode. Tune in and don't forget, like, subscribe, do all the things, leave us comments, follow us on social media, call us and leave us a voicemail message and tell us what you are grateful for. The phone number is
747-300-5380.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
All right, right now. Say it one more time.
Wait, 747?
Uh-huh.
747-300-5380.
Look at that.
You know Mom it. Brain who? Mom brain who? Call us. Tell us what you're grateful for. Maybe we'll pick your message to play on a future episode. Don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's super helpful. Just tell everybody why you love this podcast so much and spread the word. So without further ado. Oh, no. With further ado. Hold on. My tour, you guys, the family reunion tour has kicked off. We're in full-fledged tour mode. Go to my website, angela.com. See when I'm coming to a city near you, because I am on tour, you guys. The family reunion tour, my whole family with me on the tour. Let's go. See when I'm coming to your city. Buy some tickets. Bring your family to my family reunion tour. Now, without further ado, here is my homegirl, Taryn Feldman, on Fungela. Are you talking about being pregnant? I am. Okay.
Yes. We can talk all about pregnancy. Oh, yeah. I'm pregnant.
Congrats.
I know. Like, thank you so much.
Yes.
Exciting.
The last time when Ange was on the pod, I had just found out, and I was like, How am I cool right now? Because
I
found out a week before I saw you. So I was still like processing. Yeah. And then I just like took, actually, I think I had found out like not even a week. I think I found out on Thursday, and then our pod was like Monday or Tuesday. And I took, like, I went underground for the weekend and just tried to like process, and like, thankfully I didn't have to work or really be around anybody. And so I canceled a couple podcasts, cause I was like, I just like can't. And then we recorded yours, and I was just like, ah, cool. Yeah. Oh yeah. You're on the road. Oh yeah. Yeah. You were a Raiders cheerleader. Cool. Like, cause I just wanted to tell you, because you have a baby.
Yeah.
And then you were like also talking about pregnancy. I'm like, yeah, yeah. The left side. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
And now I can't sleep because I'm trying to train myself to sleep on the left side. And I'm like,
oh yeah,
son of a.
Well, here's the thing. I'm trying to untrain myself because I still sleep on my left side, and now I'm squished like wrinkles and stuff.
Because let's bring it back.
Yeah.
The silk pillow, bro.
I know.
You got to get the silk pillow.
I do. I have one but not on this pillow. I got the cube side sleeper pillow, and I got to get on it.
Yeah.
Did you just, first of all, look at this guy.
I was trying to take a picture. I was like, look at Bonzo trying to get y'all's attention.
Trying to get up on you.
Well, do you want to get up on me?
Go, son. Up.
Come on.
Go.
Come on.
He wants to be a part of it. Oh.
This is the best.
He's the yummiest. Oh,
there you go.
It's like, the mic is a no for me, dog.
There you go. Right there. Buddy. Right there.
There we go. Oh, good boy.
There you go, son.
What a good baby boy.
There.
like, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Hi, buddy.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get
make,
to you.
He will make your day better.
I'm just
He really
conduit.
Will improve it.
Oh. With his full on shaved off from his surgery, he looks like a... Like a little ham hock, little. Like a little
he has
rib.
A short
a little.
Bob right now, and they're very in style.
Yeah.
Lord Farquaad. Yes, girl.
He's trendy.
Oh, my God. He's
super
so
into it. I had a question. Did yes. you... Were you trying to have a baby?
I sure wasn't. Thanks
okay.
for asking.
Okay.
I was not.
Yeah.
Listeners, I just turned 41.
Let's go, girl.
I was... not trying. My partner had been very vocal about never wanting children.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, in my brain, Bonzo. I love you.
Stop it, Sen.
I love you so much. I think dogs just know I'm pregnant. So they're just yeah. like, how are you?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
really good.
Sir,
thank you.
Relax.
I love him. He knows. Yeah. I have three dogs at home. I'm,
oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
one of your people.
Yeah.
He was very vocal about not wanting children. I was like, I mean, I'm fine to not physically have children, but uh-huh. I will probably adopt a bunch of gay kids
okay.
at some point in
yeah.
my life.
Bonzo, stop it. I swear to God. I'm going to move him down if he keeps trying to kiss you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's
just
okay.
tell him no.
Oh, no. Yes. No. and then I found out I was pregnant at 8 weeks, which is psychotic. But
what made you think? Am I pregnant?
I didn't. My indigestion was so bad.
Okay.
And I thought I had leaky gut.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go get a physical. It's been a year. Like, I need a pap anyway. It's been a year.
Uh-huh.
I should just go see my girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, we can't give you a pap because you're pregnant. And I was like.
Because you do the pee test as soon as you get there.
Yes. And I was like,
stop.
You're pregnant. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, watch your mouth. And
yeah.
I had a full-blown meltdown.
In the office?
In the office. I was like, I'm turning 41 next week. Like, what are you talking about? And she was like, okay, so you weren't like, this is not good news. I'm like, I don't know. Like, this wasn't on my docket. It wasn't
uh-huh.
on my radar.
Yeah.
It was a huge shock. And then when I told AJ, he was like, it's okay, babe. We'll figure it out. Whatever you want to do. And he was like so calm. I was like having panic attacks. And
uh-huh.
he was like, it's all good. We'll figure it out. And I was just like, what? And then the second he heard the baby's heartbeat, he was like, I want to be a dad. I take everything back. I want to be a dad. I can't wait to be a dad. And he's been like so excited about this child.
Not me getting emotional.
I know. It was, I feel very lucky that I've found such a wonderful partner
yeah.
that is just like, he is just, I mean, he's a comedian, yeah. so he stays up late.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can relate.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, I got this. Like, I'm going to take a couple months off the road. I've got night shifts.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so excited to have this baby. It's crazy.
That is so special.
I looked over one day and we were just like watching one of our shows, like Silo or something. I don't know if you're into it, but
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you so many shows to watch. And I was like, babe, do you have the sonogram photo as your lock screen? And he was like, yeah. And this was like a month ago or something. And I just started crying because I do that a lot now. And it was I was just like, I just feel really blessed in like
yeah.
a million ways. But
yeah.
I just feel really lucky.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I know. So it's like a thing that turning
mm-hmm.
out to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very cool.
What a time.
What a time.
What a
Seriously.
Time. Yeah.
In like, okay, so what are you gonna do about work and stuff? Because you are already kind of transitioning because you are an incredible makeup artist.
Ugh.
We first met. This is how I met Taryn, you guys. A production hired you to do
yes.
my makeup for a project.
Well,
which...
actually, Lindsay Doyle couldn't do the date with
oh,
you.
Oh,
yes. She said, hey, girl, I think you would love this girl, Angela. And
uh-huh.
I was like, tight.
Because they hired her.
They hired her.
For the project.
Day one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, yes, yes.
So I filled in for her, and you and I were like,
are we best friends?
I was like, I love you. Should we get lunch or what? That was literally exactly what happened.
Yeah. And that project, fun fact, never went anywhere. Real tight. Cool. Love that for me. It's a real fun habit I like to do with projects of mine.
Just shoot pilots forever.
Yeah. 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 It's real fun. But yes. Yeah, so then we were like, let's go to lunch.
Yeah.
And you do makeup for the who's who,
the people,
everybody, you know what I mean? And then I saw you were with Chelsea Handler. Ugh. And she took you to, what country did she take you to?
Spain.
To Spain. She took you to Spain, like, just for funsies. And I was like, oh, I feel real bad because I only took you to Restoration Hardware, to the cafe, to have lunch. And even then, I'm pretty sure we split it. I don't know.
We'll get there. One of us, you know, one day our pilots will take off and we'll be like, let me fly you to Spain, darling.
How long have you been doing makeup?
Oh, over 20 years, maybe 23, 24 years.
You've done makeup for Reese Witherspoon, who's Reese. Your girl.
She's my girl. I love her so much.
You've done makeup for people so famous you can't even talk about it. You had to sign NDAs for.
Yep. That's when you know you've made it, when you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a wild experience, too.
So 20 years. When did you start doing, like, so who was your first celebrity makeup artist? Because I'm sure, what did you start with, like, weddings or, like?
Yeah, I did a... I mean, I was like right out of high school and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And I went to a makeup school and then like got certified in so many things, like special effects, bridal, like everything except for like funeral makeup.
Sure. Ooh.
Because I just would never. And then I just started like hitting the pavement. I was doing independent films. I was doing weddings. I was doing runway. I was doing like anything I could do to figure out like what niche I wanted to be in.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really like a fashion girl. Weddings were like whatever. They're just so like easy to bang out and like, you know, whatever. And special effects, that's what I thought I wanted to do, was like movie makeup. Yeah. And then I decided that's not what I want to do. I think Tom Green was the first person that was famous that I did.
Yeah.
I think it was Tom Green.
And were you like, I'm doing makeup on a famous person? Was it like a whole vibe? No?
No, I'm still not really like that.
Well, of course, now you wouldn't be because this is just what you do.
But
even in the beginning, you weren't
I don't think so.
Like this?
No, not really. I mean, there's definitely like people that have intimidated me. But it's very few and far between.
Like who? Who was somebody that you were doing their makeup and you're like, why am I nervous?
Jewel was a little intimidating just because I grew up listening to her music.
Uh-huh.
So like there's a thing that happens when I'm doing like a musician and their songs just like get stuck in my head while I'm doing their makeup.
Oh no, and you start humming it. I hate you.
Oh my God. Like, what is that? That's self-sabotage, I think. But I like, when I would do Jewel, I'd be like, oh my God, get out of my head. I know my answer's small. Like, I did it with Trisha. I actually got caught once. We were all sitting around, like, I don't remember if it was Vegas or it was the night before an award show or something. And we're just sitting around having dinner, and I was humming She's in Love with the Boy. And she was like, are you humming my song?
Stop.
I sure am. Yeah. I don't know why. Like, why?
Yeah, I wish you would have done it like this.
It's so terrible. I'm like, oh, that's so lame. But it just, like, gets stuck in my head.
Yeah.
It's well, like a loop.
There it is. That's good.
Yeah.
It shows you're a fan.
Yeah, I know. I love her so much. But, like, I don't know. I feel I've had some bad experiences, but I like can't even remember them.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like the people that have come to me have been like great, wonderful people that have like, you know, sometimes you're like, I want to be the best and the top and work with the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want that. I just want good people.
Yeah. Would you rather do makeup on set of like a movie or TV show or whatever, or like going to somebody's house, getting them ready for this award show and going home? Like, what
B.
would
be? Yeah.
B.
That.
Yeah.
I could care less about it. I don't want to be on set for 30 hours in a day.
Yeah,
that sounds like trash. Mm-hmm. Also, continuity, like doing the same thing every day. Well, no.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. That's why I never like really dipped my toe in shows and movies.
That
and
makes sense.
Like
that.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not. Yeah. Sounds like ugh, trash.
Because you have to do the same. You don't get to play and have fun.
Mm. Yeah, like for you, I just watched a movie that you were in. The Christmas movie.
Oh,
Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah. I'm sure you were like on set for so long.
I was pregnant.
You were pregnant then?
Yeah. I was 4 months.
It was February. Like, you did not look pregnant at all. June.
Yeah, October, November, December, January. Yeah, it was 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Uh-huh. How long were you on set?
Oh, girl, we did night shoots. We were there till like 4 or 5 in the morning.
4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, yeah.
And there were a few days you got there like at 4 in the afternoon or 3 and just for hours.
Oh, yeah. Like my call time would be the afternoon and I'd get hair and makeup and then sit in my trailer until like 2 or 3 in the morning. And then that's when they're ready for me. Wild.
Why?
But I love it. I love being on set. I love movie magic. I love like, sure, it's like, it's hard sitting and waiting, doing nothing. Like, hurry up and wait. Is the entertainment industry. Hurry up and wait.
100%.
That's, like, hard and annoying, but it's so fun. Like, movie magic. Oh, my God. Craft service. Oh, like, yes, honey. Girl. Like, when they would call us for, like, lunch or dinner, we're like, let's go. Let's go see what's there.
I know. I do love, I love that. And for some reason, like, projects like that feel like camp.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you, like, get to know a bunch of strangers and, like, at the end of it, you're like, I'm gonna miss you. Like,
yeah,
I have your number, right?
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? But then we never hang out. Absolutely never. Not. We're just like we were best friends.
Forgot you existed. Yeah, 100%.
I can't tell you how many crew phone numbers I have in my phone right now, and it'll say so and so makeup, so and so hair. That keeps falling, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck mine's doing it to. I have to talk to Manny. Maybe it's that little screw thing on the side. Yeah, is it that?
Maybe.
Oh. That might be.
No one's covering my face. Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, I have so many people on my phone, so-and-so makeup, and I have no idea what project this was. Nope. Is this somebody that I could use for, like, a red carpet, or, like, who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, we're going to be best friends, and then you never do.
No, absolutely not.
But I'm glad you and I have stayed connected.
Yes.
Love that for us.
Well, it's easier that we, like, live in the same city, too.
And we're hilarious.
And we're... the funniest. The funniest.
You started your podcast. Tell everybody about your podcast.
Started my podcast. It's called The Touch Up. Started it in September with my best friend, Mari Fandel, Mari Brown.
Who's also hilarious.
Who's also very funny.
I cannot. I love that she cracks herself up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She,
like, she's that's my favorite. She's a big fan of her. Yeah. Like, it's one thing to laugh at your own joke, but she gives herself a standing ovation.
Yeah.
And it's so contagious. I love it.
Yeah, I know. We've been both doing makeup for so long, and she's from New York. I'm from L.A. We both moved to Nashville, met. And just like have had such a beautiful friendship for the past 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And we've talked about starting a podcast so many times, but it just wasn't the time. And then all of a sudden it was the time. Uh-huh. And I was like, let's just start it.
Yeah.
And so we did. And we're having a lot of fun. It started as a beauty podcast because that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of turned into just like a fun space to have conversations with people that we love.
Yeah.
It's not even really like, we don't even really interview people. I feel like we just have conversations, get to know you.
Yeah. Cause I remember when you first brought it up, you're like, we're going to talk about your routine, like what's your makeup, whatever. I don't think we even touched on it. I don't even think we talked about any product.
No, we sure didn't.
Oh, but let me tell you what I keep thinking about. Mouth tape. That we talked about on your podcast.
I mouth taped last night.
Yeah.
And I was in you guys were like, you're like, everybody sleeps with their mouth open. I was like, do they? And I was really thinking about like, do I sleep with my mouth? I don't think I do. And for the past like week, I keep waking up with my mouth open and I go straight to our episode and I go, oh my God, I am.
Yeah.
And then I fall back asleep and I'll wake up again. Like, oh my God, I am.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I think I'm going to do the mouth tape thing. I also saw the thing you wrap your head. What is that called? The like a,
it's a chin strap.
A chin, which it sounds awful.
Awful. It sounds,
do you do that one?
Sexual. Yes, I do. Absolutely. It's like a faja for your, this, your gobble.
And does it hurt? Does it bother you at night?
No, I actually think.
Does it mess with your TMJ?
No, I actually feel like it's very comforting. Oh. Like, you know, like when you have like a sports bra on or like something like a spank, you're like, ooh, I feel like supported.
Yeah.
That's how.
Okay.
And then you don't have to wear mouth tape if you're using it because it just like tightens your, you won't open your mouth.
Okay.
So it's kind of like one or the other. So if you try mouth tape and you don't like it, but you try the faja for your chin, you might like, you might, I'm not sure which one you'll like.
All right.
Yeah.
I might look it up because I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you shouldn't sleep like that. You're like, it's just another thing that we're doing this about, which we do it with our phone.
Yeah.
We do it with like so many things.
Yeah.
So it's just like a way to keep the jaw. I mean, it, like, it's like transforming people's
jawline. They're Have you seen a difference?
I haven't been consistent enough.
Okay.
Because I read that like you shouldn't do it pregnant, but I'm like,
oh,
why?
Interesting.
If I'm snoring, that can't be good.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's this other thing. I'll have to send the link. I forgot what it's called. It's like a blue light, green light. Little
chiseler.
Little chiseler, and it's so great. I love it so much. It makes the most immediate difference.
You've seen a difference.
Than
no,
anything
I've... Send me the link.
Yeah, I will send
immediately.
It's like $30.
What do you mean chiseler? Because I'm thinking you're scraping stuff off.
Oh, no, no. It's like red light therapy, blue light, but it's like...
It vibrates and it heats up. It's got like different lights. I think red light therapy is really great. I swear by it. I think everybody should do red light therapy at least a couple times a week on your face or your body, whatever. But it shakes, which when you sleep, you like pull kind of in your own lymph. Your lymph isn't really doing anything. So when you wake up, you're puffy.
Yeah,
normally. Like
totally.
Especially the older you get, or if you're traveling a lot, you just like that fluid acquires.
Oh, I need to get one.
So yeah, so it's like literally $30. So anyway, so in the morning, if you can drain your lymph, you'll look less puffy. So I do it every morning. And this tool, you can manually do it with a gua sha. But this little guy just makes a bigger difference in less time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So.
Like, that's better than doing, like, the ice roll?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it's heating it up, so it's, like, draining it quicker. The fluid.
Interesting.
That's stuck in your face, yeah. I also started dry brushing again. I really love it.
Okay, I bought one, haven't used it.
Okay, you should do it.
I think I don't understand the concept.
Okay.
So what is dry brushing?
Dry brushing is stimulating your like nervous system and your lymph.
Oh, I need that real bad right now.
It will wake you up, especially when you're flying.
So don't do it at night when you go to bed?
You can, but I like doing it. I keep it in the shower.
Okay.
So when I turn, when I'm waiting for the water to heat up, I dry brush. It's also exfoliating. It's getting a lot of the dead skin off. Also another reason why you want to do it in the shower so you don't have like dead skin cells everywhere. It like makes me feel just like I'm up. You know what I mean? But you just dry brush your entire body.
But that's also something for your lymph nodes or your adrenal glands or what is it?
It's your lymphatic system.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So you're getting... You're like waking up your lymphatic system to like start working for the day and drain out all the bad crap that's in your body.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because if you're not, if your lymphatic system isn't getting the proper like exercise, bounce, like all those things, movement, it's just all that. It's just sitting in
your
system.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot.
Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Like, I've seen those videos of the guys that just, like, jump and they do this.
It's great.
And they're like, this is so much better for you than, like, the treadmill or whatever. And I'm like, just jumping like that? But I guess it is waking up your system and helping drain. And
the same as people who do, like, the cold showers or the cold plunge in the morning?
I think that's more nervous system stuff. But I haven't really gotten on that train, the cold plunge train. So I'm not sure what the benefits of that are besides your joints.
Which makes sense.
I feel like my nervous system is glitching because my cheek has been twitching for like the past couple weeks, and it'll get so bad that I feel like my eye is like closing. Like that's how much it's twitching, the muscle in there, because I can see it. Like I can see the bottom part of my face doing this, and I'm like, am I dying? Is this what?
No, you probably have a pinched nerve in your neck.
Oh, really? I thought it was like my insides of my nervous system. Like, you know how when your eyelid twitches because you're stressed?
Yeah.
That's what I thought this was.
Oh, I thought it twitched because you were tired.
No, I think it's because I'm stressed, because I'm thinking about this upcoming tour, because I'm thinking about like all the logistics of like traveling with a toddler on a tour bus and like all of that kind of stuff, which is going to be great. We're going to have the best time.
It's going to be great.
But it's like the pre-thinking about it that's making my body go, like that.
It's hard to let go.
Do you think... I can't help but think, do you think women in the 1800s did this kind of stuff?
Sure didn't.
Like, I just kept thinking about, like, wow, look at all this stuff that we have and all these therapies and all these brushes. And then I was like, what do you think they did, like, 100 years ago?
Yeah, but like, they also didn't have, like, GMOs and, like, everything that we're feeding ourselves and, like, the hormone disruptors in our food and our chemical products. And
I know,
like,
but they also were taken down by a common cold. So I feel like...
Yeah, there's give and take. There's, like, things that can heal us, but also we're, like, killing ourselves by what we're eating and what we're putting in our bodies and on our bodies and, like, whatever. But also, they had the bodices that would, like, maybe really squeeze out a lot of things.
Yeah. That's essentially Spanx, right? That's kind of, like, the same.
That's worse than Spanx. That's Spanx on cocaine.
A torture device.
Yeah, I don't think that was, like, good for people.
Yeah. But I definitely think, like,
that type.
They had to have their, like, tips and tricks. Like, you know, there were the herbal girlies back then, too.
Oh, yeah, they were like, called witches, and then they killed them. Yeah.
Oh, right. Sure.
Give and take.
Right.
Give and take.
Right. Yes. Yeah. People don't like witches. I don't understand why.
They're great.
They're great. Like Dr. Sebi and, like, all those, like,
Dr.
herbal...
Sebi was a witch?
No, but I just feel people think... anything that's like natural and herbal is like woo woo. And
he
was killed for that. But it,
they were just trying to combat inflammation at the end of the day.
I know.
At the end of the day,
you're gonna kill someone over peppermint tea. Get out of here. We have grown as a society.
A little bit. Yeah.
Taryn.
Angela Reyes Johnson, yes.
So close, Johnson Reyes, but Johnson I love it. We do our matitudes and gratitudes. Start with a matitude.
Okay.
Let's get it out.
Okay.
What makes you mad? Let it go. What makes you mad? What is the thing?
What makes me mad? Trolls on the internet make me mad.
Ooh. What kind of troll? What kind of, like...
Just, like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you saying? What
on your podcast page or like your personal makeup page? You're like, her contour is like, what do you mean? Like, what kind of troll for you?
I think it's just trolls in general.
In general, people who troll like other pages,
people that say mean shit online are, I'm like, you're tired. Get out of here. Take a nap. Like, do better. Move out of your mom's basement. But it doesn't make me that mad because I'm a blocker. So what else makes me mad?
What annoys you? What is the thing where you're like...
Like something that's like real or just like dumb pet peeve thing?
Both.
Oh, okay. I don't like when people don't recycle. I need to get a life.
You're a witch.
No,
I'm a witch. It makes me so mad. I'll go to like production sets, restaurants, this and this and that. I'm like, and I like use something. I'm like, do you guys recycle? And they're like, no, Nashville doesn't recycle. I'm like, Nashville does recycle. Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I just learned.
It makes me really
that Nashville only recycles certain things and there's codes to them. And my friend was here last year and she was going to put something. I was like, okay, here's the recycle, whatever. She goes, you can't recycle this. I was like, yes, you can. Because in LA, anything, plastic,
yeah,
cans, cardboard, whatever, we just put it all in the bin.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you can only recycle. And she started saying like, this is a green or something. She was giving me like the codes for it.
Wow.
And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know that. She was like, yeah, in Nashville, they only recycle these types of things. So you can't put these things in there.
Yeah, you can't put glass in with cardboard.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes. Like where I live, it's not HOA, but for some reason I have to pay for my trash service and my recycling service, which is fine. But I can recycle pretty much everything in there if it's all broken down or whatever, but not glass. Glass I have to take to the place down the street.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
But I can recycle pretty much everything.
Hmm.
I think you just like have to do your due diligence, but it's like inconvenient to like have to pay for a recycling service. But to me, I go, half of your trash is recyclable.
So what do they do if you do put glass in there with stuff? Is there somebody who just separates it?
I don't know.
Because I'll be honest, after she taught me this, I still didn't do it. I was like, oh, well, I'm still going to put everything in the bin.
Yeah, cause... I mean, they're probably telling you that so that you do the work for them. But I'm sure that they're taking all the bottles and then they're taking the bottles to wherever bottles can go.
Okay.
Because I used to be friends with somebody who owned a bar and she would recycle literally everything. Oh. Cans, cardboard, bottles, everything she would recycle. So there is an answer. Just I think people just go, Nashville doesn't recycle. I'm like, yeah, they do.
Yeah. I think you can probably like look up the city. Like, I feel like you look up your county or your city or whatever, and they'll give you a cheat sheet. Yeah. Of, like,
correct. Yes, people.
No. And then you can like print it.
Yeah.
Oh, I should look up that.
Yeah.
Cause I just throw everything. Like in LA, I just throw everything. Plastic, cardboard, glass. I'm like, look at me go.
Yeah. But LA is a little more like environmentally aware.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So people who don't recycle.
I judge you.
Ticks you.
Yeah. Okay. It ticks me. I recently what's like on a human level or like a relationship level, whether it's friend or work or whatever, reciprocity. If there is no reciprocity, I get a little upset. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. I'm here. Where are you?
Yeah. I've been here for like 15 minutes. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like something.
Wait, what do you mean? Define reciprocity.
It's never always going to be the same, right? Sometimes like you're in a bad headspace and I need to do whatever you need, right? And vice versa. But if it's never the same.
Given back to you.
Or given back, I just... Mm-hmm. I've just learned kind of from certain relationships recently, especially now being pregnant and going through this like big thing, just how some people just like aren't happy for you or just like don't acknowledge or like things like that. And I think it's just, and also in work stuff too, like if you don't appreciate me, I might not want to work with you. So it's just, those are just like things that are, I'm noticing, I get upset and then I walk away or I move in the way that works for me, I guess.
I think that's great because you're about to embark on a journey where you don't got time for all that stuff anymore. You don't have time, capacity, space for people who just take.
Yeah.
Or people who are... maybe just too self-centered. I think everybody can have a little bit of self-centeredness, but maybe there's those who are just like self first always and never like, I'm sorry, what do you need?
Yeah.
How can I be there for you?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's those types of people. You're not a bad person.
No.
I just don't have capacity for this type of person in my life during this season and probably moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, you know, period. I had another friend recently who, same thing. She's a type of person who gives, and doesn't necessarily receive back from people, but she's super generous with her time. She's super generous with the things like, yeah, I'll watch your dog for you. Yeah. I'll go to your house and, you know, take this out for you because you forgot when you went on your trip. Like, I'll drive all the way across town to do that for you. She's that type of person. Mm. And the people that she does this for, because she loves them, but they don't do it back.
So you're watching it and you're going, girl.
Well, she had an awakening.
Oh, praise.
And was like, they don't do the same back for me.
They sure don't.
Yeah. And then it was like, she has a big thing that's happening in her life, and she wasn't getting the response from certain people. Yeah. Kind of like what you're saying right now. Yeah. Like, she wasn't getting a response from certain people and was like, huh, why are they reacting this way instead of like being happy for me? And it came down to, oh, because they're not going to have me in the same capacity anymore.
Yeah.
They're not going to have me drop everything to come be there for them anymore.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
So it's like she's having this like awakening moment of like, I'm sure they love me, but also it's kind of like, well, how does this affect me? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
See you later. Thanks for stopping by. I'm going to love you for a distance.
Yeah.
Or from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just like interesting. Just growing up in life and everything is just always like, whoa, weird.
And we evolve, we grow, we learn things.
Constantly.
I learn, like, when I have a situation, like, how we're looking at this, like, ew. But then I can honestly think back to when I've been that person in somebody else's life.
Oh, when somebody was like, Angela wasn't treating me. Oh, 100%.
And I'm selfish. Or 100%. I'm thinking, like, you have a good thing that you're dealing with, but wait, what does that mean for me?
Yeah, I am thinking about all my friends that got pregnant and had children. I didn't take it serious enough.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm pregnant, I just, like, when you don't have if you've never been pregnant and you don't have kids, you don't understand the, like, magnitude in which this event is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, I lost a parent, like, forever ago, and I had, you know, 15 years later, one of my girlfriends, because some of my friends didn't come to the funeral, and it really bothered me, but it's like, what am I going to do? Whatever. We were 24 years old. Like, whose parent dies at 24? That's like really young, right?
Yeah.
And then one of my girlfriends lost her mom, and she called me. I got COVID, so I couldn't make it out to the funeral. But before that, she had called me and she was just like, my mom died. I'm so sorry. I wasn't there for you.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing with me. It's like, I didn't understand,
you
know? So like, I've just been like kind of leaning on some of those friends more than other friends that don't have children, just because I'm like, I just see you differently now. And I'm sorry. I didn't take it as serious.
Yeah.
You know?
I 100%.
Yeah, because I remember on our podcast, it was the massage from the guy, and he was really tired, and he kept falling asleep.
Oh, and he fell asleep.
And you were like, I don't really care that you had a new morning.
Yeah.
But now you're probably like, yeah, dude, I would have fallen asleep too.
Yeah.
We
just,
shoes on the other foot now.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And even, like, I think back to when my best friend was engaged. We were roommates, best friends. She gets engaged, and like, I'm happy for her, but at the same time, I was like, wait, I have to move out now?
Yeah.
Wait, I have to. It's the whole like Monica and Rachel.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
And it's the end of an era.
Yes. And I did not handle it well. Yeah. I was super selfish, and gosh, if I could go back in time as the mature version of myself
of course.
Like, I would totally do that. And so many, I can think of so many instances where I'm like, I'm embarrassed. And then it allows me to have more grace for people now who are like in their 20s and 30s. Like, for instance, like the whole idea, this is kind of a bigger scale, but like cancel culture, right?
Mm.
When somebody does something stupid, they do something stupid, they make a mistake, they say something dumb and then immediately we're like canceled for life. Oh no, they did this and whatever. And everybody is so quick to be like, oh no, if they said that, then that's who they are as a person and they're evil and they're this and that. And I'm like, or they're just young and dumb.
Yeah. Or like they were in a weird space.
Yeah. Like, I have a hard time now that I've evolved.
Yeah.
And I've grown and matured and I've gone through some therapy and I've undid some things in my life and I can look back at my life and go like, man, I was not a good person during this season of my life. Yep. Like, oh man, I said some really mean things during this season. Like I was mean to this person, like blah, 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 blah. But if somebody were to like put that out and this is who Angela really is.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, that's not this is who I really am, but that was the different phases of me of growing up and evolving. Yeah. And nobody's perfect and we have to have grace for people to evolve and change and become better, and hopefully they do.
I know cancel culture is weird. I think people should be held accountable for things, but sure. I don't understand why we are so harsh on, and it's very double standardy too, because we are like so mean as a society to certain women, but we're still letting men off the hook.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand. But it's not for me to understand, I guess.
These are some good matitudes.
We're just mad, girl. We're mad. We're loud. Here we are.
Well, let's move into gratitude. Let's talk about what are some things. You've got a lot going on in your life right now, but you know, you've been through stuff to get here. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some things throughout your life that you're grateful for?
I'm definitely grateful for my health. I think just my body being like, we're of a certain age, but we're also healthy enough to bear a child.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that. We always see people that we love or even people that we don't know, like on the internet and their struggles to get pregnant. I've known people. And for somebody that like never had a desire to be physically have a child, I feel grateful that I'm given the opportunity, whether I wanted it or not.
Yeah.
So I feel very grateful for that. And I feel grateful for the people around me. I don't know. Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
Are you a middle child?
Kinda. I share it with my brother.
Okay. I'm like a classic middle child.
Okay.
I'm very independent. I don't need anybody. Or if I do, it's like serious, you know, like if I ever ask anybody for help, I mean it.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you're the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a very emotional person. Like I'm very like just business. Very Capricorn.
I'm pretty emotional.
Oh, okay. I don't think I am. I am becoming very emotional, but I think that's my hormones. And I'm not. And that's fine. Whatever. If I turn into a mush, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, the love that I've gotten and the support that I've gotten, I'm only 4 months pregnant and people are just like showering me with love. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for this era that I'm like entering in. I'm grateful for my partner. I'm grateful for my job and the amazing women that I get to work with.
How long have you been with your partner?
We haven't even been together a year. Dude.
Oh.
We remember when we were dating?
I think you started didn't you stop dating him and come back or something?
Yes. Okay. We dated. He messed it all the way on up. and we kind of stayed in contact but kind of didn't.
Yeah.
But we were like kind of dating, I think, when you and I met and you were like, girl, don't date a comedian.
Yeah.
I was like,
I was
what?
For
you're
sure.
Right.
They're like,
I'm
gonna advise against
this. I know, but you're not the only person that have told me that. And if him and I don't work out, I would never date another comedian. We haven't even been together a year. I mean, if you added it all up, it was a year, like counting those 2 months that we dated in 2023. But I think March or April, it'll be like a year that we've been together. But I'm very grateful for him. And I'm just grateful for this life I've created.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very grateful. Extremely grateful.
Okay. So it hasn't been a year yet. Have you met each other's parents?
Yes.
And family? Yes. Have you done that whole thing?
Yes. His family came and stayed with us. Well, we don't live together yet, but stayed with me for the holiday.
Oh, his family stayed with you.
Yes. They all came.
Fun.
The Wilkersons came and stayed with me.
What was that like? And how many? Just mom and dad? Or
mom, dad, their dogs, which of course I was like, yes, bring all the dogs. His sister, her husband, and their daughter.
Everyone.
Yes. Not wow. Everyone, but like 5 or 6 people were in my house.
Yeah.
I was newly pregnant.
Everybody knew? Or is that what you told
no,
them?
No, we got to tell them.
So oh my God, tell me this whole story.
It was really cute. Well, it was like a good and bad situation because one of my main symptoms of pregnancy was like deep depression.
Oh no.
So I was like, my hormones were tricking me into thinking I hated everything and everyone. I was having a hard time with food. Mm-hmm. Like I just was like, just snobby with food. Like I wanted what I wanted. And like, at first I was like, don't think we should tell your family just because like I haven't even processed it. Like I found out a week before my birthday and then they were coming into town. Uh-huh. So like the week of my birthday. So it was like we barely knew.
Yeah.
But then they showed up early and AJ was coming back from a show and they were just talking about babies because they just love babies. And they were talking about when AJ was a baby.
You told him without him?
No.
They were just talking about it. Girl, I know you did not.
No. They were just talking about babies.
Okay.
And I was just sitting there like, this is wild. Uh-huh. And they were like talking about when AJ was a baby and when she was pregnant with AJ and just like babies and the nieces and the nephews and the da 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 da. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And then she was like talking, you know, I'm a vegetarian. I'm not really one right now. I've been eating Wagyu. What? That's a whole other thing. But
wait, how long have you been a vegetarian?
Like 12 years.
Stop. Oh. You pulled a Phoebe Buffet and you start eating meat.
I was just about to say Phoebe Buffet.
I love all the like Friends references.
Forever. We'll always have a Friends reference.
Yes. Yeah, I've been like, does somebody want to take me in a steak dinner? Like, I've just been like, meat. It's weird. I like
amazing.
Really into pepperoni right now. It's funny, but I also I leak.
Yeah,
that's like another thing that happened during pregnancy. Sorry. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah,
or not. Okay,
I got really congested.
Yeah, what? I'm like
real congested.
What's happening?
I'm like, I'm not sick. I'm just pregnant. What?
Yeah, I know. It's very weird. Anyway, so she knew I was a vegetarian, and she was like, I'm just gonna make all this like. She doesn't have that accent. I don't know what I was talking about. She was like, I want to make like all this like, you know, food. And it just sounded really heavy. And like my indigestion was so bad. And I was just like, we have to tell them. Like the second you land, we need to tell them because I don't want to feel bad because I'm not in the mood to eat her food that she's made all day.
Yeah.
I just like they keep talking about babies like I feel uncomfortable like we have to tell them. So he got home and we like sat them down and we just showed them the sonogram photos and everybody cried. And then his sister, and then the next day his sister and her husband came into town and we told them and they cried and everybody was really excited and gave us like baby books for Christmas. Aww. And yeah, it was really sweet.
How'd you tell your family?
I called my mom. My mom was my second phone call. Okay. AJ was my first. My mom was my second. And I was just like crying and she was crying. And I was like, I don't know how I feel. I don't know if I want to be a mom. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. Yeah. That's like, you're just like living life and then it hits you in the face. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't know anything. I didn't know if the pregnancy was viable. Like we hadn't had, you know, I think a week later we got our first sonogram and, you know, just, I just didn't know anything. Yeah. But I mean, my mom is like, my brother, we have, one of my siblings has a child, but they adopted her.
Okay.
And so my mom, I've been inviting her to like every appointment
to be a part of it. Yeah,
because my brother didn't get to, like, my brother's wife, you know, didn't get to do the pregnancy thing. So my mom's just like, this is crazy. I'm so excited. But everybody, my sister cried. I mean, everybody just, because I'm like the least expected person. And then, you know, it happened. So everybody's just really excited. And it was a cute Christmas, even though I was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I need Tums and like, it was just wild.
Where is his family from? Where'd they come in from?
Florida, Gainesville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a Florida boy.
And then where's your family? California?
LA. Yeah, everybody's in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now it's the thing about, like, holidays. Like, are you going to do holidays California, Florida? Everybody come to Nashville?
I mean, I'd love for everybody to come to Nashville, but my brother's got the baby in Santa Barbara. And, you know, I don't know. I think every year it'll just kind of be different.
Yeah.
Because eventually, another thing that's really beautiful is I have another sister from my dad had a previous marriage and she's also pregnant. So, and she's in Glendale. Special. So like my siblings that have babies, I'm going to want to, you know, start going out to California and bringing Woody so that we can all be together and they can all grow up together.
Tell me about his name. So you already have his name.
Yes. So when we found out and when we were like, okay, we're doing this, before we knew that he was a boy, I was like, I've always wanted, if I, you know, if I ever had a baby, I knew that like a female name, I wanted Roslyn, because all the kids in my family have YNs, like Taryn, Caitlin, Brandon, we're all YNs. And then Roslyn can have a YN and I can just like keep that little tradition going. And so I was like, I'll pick out the girl name and you can pick out the girl middle name. And then obviously the baby can have his last name. And then he wanted Woodrow if it was a boy, because it's a family name and it was his favorite uncle. And then the Woody's middle name would be David, which is my dad who passed away. And then when we found out it was a boy, it was like, okay, it's a boy. So you get Woody, you get Woodrow.
Look at that.
And now I'm like, I love that name. I love it. Little Woody Wilkerson? Are you kidding me? You're going to be such a little weirdo. So
I love Woodrow.
Like, Woodrow. It's just, I'm like,
that's fun.
Born rich.
Yes.
And British with a mustache. And what are those watches?
A little timepiece.
Yes. And a vest. Woodrow. A detective. Yes.
Is he going to have whiskey in his bottle?
Probably. Yes. Probably. Yeah.
Oh, man. What else? What else are you grateful for? Tell me about, like, who's somebody who's given you a break in life that you're like, man, I'm so grateful for this person that really either, like, took me under their wing or gave me a pep talk when I needed it? Or, like, has there been anybody in your life that is like, you really helped steer me in this direction? Anybody in your life?
I'm
like
sure.
That?
I just like can't. My brain.
I mean, because you hit me with all your gratefuls like in one sentence, and I was like, wait, go. Okay,
sorry.
No, you got him. I was like, okay, wait, hold on. Going back.
Well, it's so like present in my life, so I'm just like firing them off,
and I love it.
Yeah,
give me all the gratefuls. Everything in your life that you're like, I am warm inside.
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah. I honestly, I look up to, I just had a stroke. I think I gravitate towards women and women that are strong and, you know, goal oriented and, you know, like you and all my other like friends and clients or clients that become friends or, you know, whatever. And I feel like I lean on like those relationships to like learn from them because I see how they move in the world.
Yeah.
And I see how they deal with certain situations, whether they be stressful or not. And I think just being around that, I've learned that those are what have been the things that have taught me how to also move in similar ways. you know, Reese has been a soundboard for like a lot of like fun ideas that I've had. I just like worship her and just what she has done and has been so fearless to do is just so impressive.
Yeah.
But every single person that I work with is like taking risks, putting themselves out there. Yeah. Those are hard things to do.
Yeah.
You're not everybody's built for that.
Right.
And I think as creatives, like we all want to do those things and doing them is just, I don't know, it's nerve wracking and it's hard and you second guess yourself and you play the, what's the word? Where you
self-doubt, imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome. Uh-huh. That is rampant in this industry. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm always like, why did I pick this industry to be in? This is so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like kind of rude. But that doesn't mean that you can't succeed and you can't overcome those like voices of, you know, not being worthy and whatever. So I guess I just like have chosen to surround myself with those like positive influences. And those have been the people that have like not even meaning to have given me like those words of wisdom and those breaks and those just by hiring me and keeping me around and letting me peek into their lives, you know? So I think that's kind of what has been that for me.
So you can see how your friends slash clients handle business, but then also just how they are in life. And there's been people like that for me in my life as well, that have even showed me the opposite, like showed me how I don't want to be. You know what I mean? Like there's those people that I love, but I'm going to do things a little bit differently.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm grateful for those moments too. I'm grateful that I witnessed you be a certain way to people to show me that I for sure don't want to be that way.
Can't be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, okay.
That's just as important.
I need to make sure that I'm never like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah. Grateful for those moments too.
Yeah, grateful for those moments too. Or even grateful for like, maybe I did act that way and I just, that felt, that wasn't the right jacket. You know, that wasn't the right thing. Yeah. That's not who I am. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah, that's so interesting. I trip out on the comedy world all the time. I'm like, it's the entertainment industry on some kind of weird drug because the like, the rejection and the hustle and the
being on stage in front of people and if they don't laugh.
Yeah. And then all the other people, some people that I go, oh, they like got that crazy opportunity. And that's interesting because I feel like, I mean, everybody has a their timing, right? And,
And
like, I don't know who is the like sayer. All of the decisions, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just wild to me. I trip out on it a lot.
Let me tell you, this comedy industry, it's a whole beast of its own. The entertainment industry in general.
Yeah.
It's like not even real life. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
But then even like put on it, you travel for a living to go be a clown.
Yeah.
To go stand in front of a group of people.
Yeah.
And gesture. Go
make. Dance monkey dance.
Exactly. Yeah. It's wild to think that that's what I do for a living. I walk out on stage and I'm like.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So.
You guys have an hour?
Yeah.
Cool. I was me too. To say. Yeah, me too.
And even to think about that, that it's an hour standing in front of people.
Yeah.
With the expectation. They have an expectation
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You are going to make me laugh. Mm-hmm. You are mm-hmm. supposed to make me laugh. That's what I paid for.
Yeah.
I paid mm-hmm. for you to make me laugh. Now get to it.
I know. You are the product. You are the thing.
Yeah. That's and I'm so grateful that I can yeah, do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it just, there's certain times, and Danielle can tell you, like, we'll be on the road, and every now and then I'll just have like this out of body experience where I'll be like, can you believe this is our job?
This
is what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're here to just, I'm about to go out there and tell people stories about my life, and it's going to mm-hmm. be funny, and they're going to laugh. And then we're going to leave and get on a plane and go to a different city and go do it in another city. Like, what in the world? This is my job?
Yeah, I know. It's wild. But only a select number of people can do it. Yeah. And I think that's why it's so fascinating. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, I think comedy is like, you either have it or you don't. I really mm-hmm. do. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that in like most situations, I mean, I guess that's everything. But like comedy, really, I just, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah. And you can get better at it. You can get stronger. Yeah. You can get more confident. You become a better joke writer. You can become smarter. And, you know, you can evolve. But at the end of the day, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, if you don't have that, like, innate voice or that innate talent already just there, like this little seed that you can blossom and grow, then I'm sorry, but there are some people, and I'm like, we can't teach you to be funny.
Yeah.
We just can't.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like the whole, like, you either have it or you don't is, like, so, like, yeah. Like,
how did you meet your man? Was it at a show? Because I'm thinking, like, as Danielle's talking right now, I was saying, like, you either have it or you don't. I'm imagining, like, you being at a show watching your dude and being
he
like,
he doesn't have it. Oh! No. I'm like, this dude ain't funny. Maybe I'll have a baby with him.
Psych. Imagine.
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 No. We met on Tinder.
Okay.
Not sponsored.
Success story?
Like a success story. We met on Tinder. Nothing ever happened.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I don't even remember what I said. Like, he said two words to me. I said two words to him. We followed each other on Instagram, and that was it.
Nice.
And then forgot about him. Then I was hanging with some Lucy and Brian okay. And some other comedy people. And I was like, yeah, like, if you guys know any, like, dudes that like thick, funny girls, like, hit me up. And Lucy was like, oh, my God. Yes. I know a guy. You are, like, so his type. He would die for you. And she either said his name or showed me a photo. I was like, oh, I know that dude. I've, like, matched with him before. So I sent him a video, like, through DMs uh-huh. of me and Lucy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, whenever, because he didn't live here. And I was like, yeah, whenever you're here, like, let's all get drinks or whatever. Because I think he was dating a girl at that time.
Oh.
He, like, was dating mm-hmm. some girl.
But was on the app?
No, this was like 6 months later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, I wasn't on the app anymore. I was just like, you know, twirling uh-huh. about.
And for reference, everyone listening, Lucy runs the Zany Comedy Club.
Schleimer. So how do you say her last name?
And she's married to our last guest, Aaron Weber.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, yeah. Aaron, on the baby, on the special, on the Fallon, on the all the things.
A moment. That's what I was talking about. I was like, what a time to be Aaron Weber, huh?
Get it. Yeah, what a time to be Aaron Weber.
Yeah. Giving context, but she's in the know. She knows all the local comedians.
Yes, I know. I've just, like, been dipping my toe, and I just, like, love them all so much. Not all of them, but I love most of them.
Yeah.
Some people I just don't like. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Where was he living?
He was living somewhere else. Not in Florida.
Okay. Cool.
Somewhere else. Illinois?
Neither here nor there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And he was dating some girl, and then, you know, like, whatever. And then randomly, this fool, and then even months later, I had forgot, like, just whatever. He started, like, commenting on all my DM or on all my stories, liking reels from like forever. By the way, this man is autistic. Just for preference,
give us some context here. Yeah, so by the way, this man,
so he's not a very, he's not a aggressive person at all by any means. And I go, is this dude like passive aggressively trying to like hang out? And so I just like message him. I'm like, hey, dude.
I see you stalking me.
Yeah. I see you being a little autistic-y. Like, do you want to, is this you wanting to hang out with me? And he was like, yes, I would like to hang out with you.
Did he say that in his profile, I'm autistic?
Yes, I think he does.
It's in his Instagram.
Wait.
Yeah, it says,
did you also match? What do you mean?
I know.
No, I was Googling him earlier, are we whatever
dating the same guy? Are you having a baby with him too? It
says,
sister wife.
No. It says, stand up comedian, good boy, Captain Autism.
Yeah, he's, and yes, it
links
yes
to his special.
So I wonder if that was in his profile.
I mean, it is on his Instagram. So I just like knew
and when,
from his Instagram.
Oh, sure.
He wasn't like, we didn't match and he was like,
date
way,
me, I'm autistic. Yeah.
No, I think I just found out about it from him being like us following each other on Instagram. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't know if I've ever, I'm sure I've met plenty of people that are autistic. I just didn't know, like an autistic comedian. I don't know if I, whatever. now that I know him, I'm like, my brother's for sure autistic. and I'm like, I can't wait for you to meet my brother because you're gonna be like, that dude's autistic. Anyway, so it took us a couple more weeks to finally hang out, and he was like, I'm in town for this one like he was like, I just moved here, do you want to come to one of my shows? And I was like, sure. And so a girlfriend and I like went to one of his like shows, and he's so cute, and like he was such a gentleman. He walked me to my car, he opened my door, like he was just so sweet.
Yeah.
And then even then, like, just was a slow burn, and the first time we just like, it just didn't work. He wasn't in a headspace. I wanted to be in a relationship, and he was like, I'm just like on the road all the time, I don't you know, whatever. And I truly was like, he can't give me what I need. I need communication. I need like just all these things. And then circle back to like, so we don't work out. He starts dating somebody else. I start something else with this old thing. Like, I don't know how to say that in a, whatever, take that with what you will. And then he kind of comes back around. And he was like, I still have a thing for you. I want to date you. And I was like, I don't want to date anyone. Like, I had just turned 40. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to take over the world. Like, I just like had that, like, I'm 40.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, well, I want to be with you. So I'll just be here when you're ready. And I was like, but what? Wild. And so I kind of just like was still doing my thing. We were kind of hanging out a little bit more, and but he was just like, I want you, so that's all I know.
Wow.
And it was just like very impressive, and like the level of commitment that I wanted 6 months prior.
Yeah.
And so I stopped seeing whoever I was seeing, and just we like dove in so hard. And that's like what's so interesting about, like, now that I'm like dating somebody who's autistic and like getting to know somebody who, like, the level of like loyalty and commitment, and it doesn't freak him out. Having a baby doesn't freak him out. Like, moving in together doesn't freak him out. Like, getting married, one, like, none of it freaks him out. Like, I am his person, and that is all he gives a shit about. He doesn't care about any other woman. Like, it is just. Because, you know, I've dated so many thoughts. So, you know what I mean? Like, just terrible dudes.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, so refreshing. And
should all men be autistic?
I think so, yes. It has its challenges, I'm not going to lie. It's not easy all the time. But that, like, because I have an ex that cheated on me all the time. And he was just so disgusting with women online. And it was just so,
ew. Ugh.
And AJ is just like, you are my queen. You are my prize. There is nothing better. There is no one better. Like, it's just like I hung the moon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's wild.
That's beautiful.
And I deserve that. So
absolutely.
I deserve a fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he thinks I'm so funny.
Does he get intimidated by your funny?
We're just so differently funny.
Okay.
Like, he shines on stage.
Okay.
He is so funny on stage, and okay. he keeps getting better and better. He did this, like, audition thing for Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I went, and it was so fun to, like, see everybody. I was going to ask you if it's hard to do 10 minutes because you're so.
Absolutely. It's.
Okay.
Give me a full hour.
Yeah.
At least a half hour.
Yeah.
When you want me to do 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my gosh. So one story? Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Because he was like, I don't know. How do I do 10? Uh-huh. And I'm like, this must be so hard for like headliners
yeah.
to do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, even like Brian, I mean, from the first night I went and saw like a show to now, I'm like, mm-hmm. whoa, it's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And even Brian was like, dude, I haven't seen you perform in a long time. I'm like, wow. You know, and I don't know what my point.
And then when you get home, you're the funny one.
I'm the funny one.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm just Miss Personality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's very quiet and reserved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thrives on stage.
Uh-huh.
And I thrive in life, so I'm the people person. I'm the head of the company. I'm the face of the brand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
He's the one that knows all the facts
uh-huh.
and can get all the tech shit to work, uh-huh. and I'm the face of the brand.
We're here.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're very different funny,
yeah.
you know?
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that for you guys. I can't wait to meet this baby. Cutie little Woody.
Cutie little Woody. I can't wait for you to hold my baby.
Oh my god, I can't, I can't wait
little,
to squish him.
I know.
And smell his little newborn head.
Oh.
Oh. That should be a candle. Newborn head, let me tell you. Get ready for it. It's just
newborn head. I actually
like
have no idea what that smell
it's
is.
It's like, were dolls your thing growing up?
Yeah.
So yeah. like did you ever have a doll where like, granted it's a chemical because it's plastic that you're smelling, but it was like something that brought you peace, that brought you like, this is my baby, my doll. It's like newborn head, newborn, this region, the neck region especially, it has a certain scent that once they get past a certain amount of weeks, you're like, oh, no, where did it go? Where did it go?
Oh, no.
It's like a newborn, I don't know. It just smells so soft.
Aww.
And like, it smells like peace.
Aww.
It smells like joy. It smells like you just want
to
take it all in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. I can't wait, but I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Okay.
You're going to love it. Danielle, do we have a voicemail this week or no?
I do have one.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
So people call in and tell us what they're grateful for.
Oh, okay. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it?
Who is it? Tell us.
One.
Okay. First of all, if you want to call us and tell us what you're grateful for, here's the phone number.
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
By the way,
that's Gabe Gibbs.
Oh, Gabe Gibbs.
Which we got to figure out this sound thing, because he actually has a nice riff at the end, but we can never hear it on this end. She can hear it, but there was a whole full on. We can only hear like the first half, and then I don't know what happens the second half. He like and then we're just
wow, Gabe Gibbs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, TBD on that. Here's our voicemail.
Hey, my friend, Scott Lira from Jacksonville, Florida. Looking forward to seeing you very soon. And I'm thankful for my wife of 41 years, my two grown children, and my three grandchildren. And we love you. Ugh. And I always get crystal gel.
Oh,
crystal gel from the nail bit?
Yeah. Do you, sir? Sir, do you?
Prove it. Send photos.
What did he say? Scott was his name?
Scott, yes, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Scott, can't wait to see you in Jacksonville. 41 years.
Wow, you win, bro.
You
win.
Tyrion is 41.
Yeah.
Like, that's how old
Whoa.
You are. He's been married your whole
Whoa.
Life.
Whoa. Good for him.
Yeah. That's a good long time.
Great mirage.
Yeah. I mean, well done. Well done, sir. Give us your tips. Yeah. Give us your, how do you make it work for 41 years? Is your partner autistic? That would really help Taryn if you could give her some of those tips.
I know. Am I like this or am I like this? Yeah, I can't tell. I don't know.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing that with us. And
so cute.
I know. I love it.
That's so cute.
I love it. Just to hear from people all over. That's what this is about. Just putting good vibes out there. Yeah. What are we grateful for? Like, these joy. Are just, we choose positivity. We choose gratitude.
Yeah.
And gratitude is the thing that shifts your perspective when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling all the things. Like, let's shift our perspective into gratitude in every moment. I just did it the other day. My cheek was twitching and I was like stressing out, thinking about, you know, some sort of logistic thing that was happening. And I had to full on pause and just move into gratitude. And I'm like, I am so grateful. And I really had a moment. Look, it's twitching. Do you see it? It was twitching again right now. It's so weird because I can like see that in my eye.
We're going to get you on a, first of all, sorry, pause real quick. I need you to go see my, my facialist.
Please.
She will like go in your mouth and just work all that stuff out
immediately.
I think you have a pinch something
immediately. Yeah, let's immediately. Do it.
And then I'm also going to get you on a self
immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Back in. T.O.
And we're back.
T.I.
Come in. Drink some water. Yeah, you know, that always
I drink helps. Water all the time. Are you kidding me? Like that is, I'm constantly filling it up. But anyways, I had this moment of like, thinking about, oh my gosh, we're going to be on a bus for so long and with a toddler and like safe to city and like, you know, like it's fun.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's a new way of life. It's a new routine that we're going to get in. And it's, you know, all of these kind of things, that thoughts in my head. And then I had this moment of like utter gratitude that I get to go on a huge bus tour. Mm-hmm. Like rock star life, like have this bunk bed and it's like summer camp and we're all together. We get to travel the country in like the family band, just like traveling around. And it was like this moment of allowing my body to feel the gratitude for this thing that was stressing me out. It was giving me anxiety, and then just allow my body to receive and feel that gratitude and just like shift things. And it really did shift so much for me. And especially I was really tired that day. And after I just paused to like practice gratitude, I had so much energy and I had like a different kind of, I don't know, like it really shifted my insights. It shifted a lot within me. So that's why I love, like, with this podcast, we're practicing gratitude and we're sending our gratitude out there and then allowing people to call in and tell us what they're grateful for, because we're really just sending out the good vibes and helping everybody like shake it off and move into gratitude.
What a great message. And something that I need to work on too.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Yeah. I mean, getting to go on a tour like that is just, so many people dream about it.
Yeah. Wild.
You're like, yeah, I'm just gonna go do it. So
I'm like, ugh, I'm so anxious.
I'm very excited. It's a big thing, but
it's super big.
You have a dope team.
Yeah.
And it's gonna, you get to bring your husband and your bebé.
Yeah.
Ugh, fun.
Yeah.
And this.
It's so funny because you're like, I need to be better at gratitude, but you are so good at helping others. Like, there's been so many times where I'm feeling a certain type of way about something, and immediately you go into this mode of switching the perspective for me. And I imagine you do this for everybody, but I don't see you with every other friendship that you have.
Yeah.
But you do that with me, and you like know the right thing to say, and you say it with such confidence and such like, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Because this is this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I believe you.
Yeah.
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 You do it so much for me.
I gaslight you.
So you gaslight.
I positive gaslight you.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, let's take
manipulate me all day long.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Thank you. This is so fun.
Good.
This is so great. Fungela.
Yeah. And look at Bonzo. Loved this hour.
I know. Is this dog okay?
He looked so cute the whole time, just squished into the.
I know. This is so crevice. I think dogs know when people are pregnant.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
That's one of my favorite trends on TikTok is when people who have a dog and then they're pregnant and then they show how the dog is interacting with them. And then when
my dogs just lay on my belly all the time. I'm like, I think they know.
Totally. For sure. 100%.
So cute.
Love you so much. Thank you for coming.
Love you so much. Yay. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye, Danielle. Bye, guys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.